770, Christopher and Lisa Smith, seek a variance from the front yard setback requirements for a proposed addition. Sections 115-25, 115-183, and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southeast side of South Seaview Drive within the Seabreak subdivision. The 911 address is 31719 South Seaview Drive within Bethany Beach. The zoning district is MR, RPC. Tax parcel is District 134, MAP 13, parcel 1143. The applicant is seeking a 10-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for a proposed addition. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return.
Good evening.
Good evening. Mrs. Smith, Mr. Sharp, where are you in?
Please state your name and address for the record.
Lisa Smith, 31719 South Seaview Drive, Bethany Beach, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Ms. Smith, you can go sit down.
Okay.
Good evening, gentlemen. For the record, my name is Jim Fuquay. I'm an attorney representing Christopher and Lisa Smith. It's been a while since I appeared before the board. The last time I was here, those plastic panels were still up, and I still tell people that story about that. That was an intimidating place to be.
You have to speak to 8:45 tonight.
This is an application for a 10-foot front yard variance for an addition to an existing dwelling. Mr. and Mrs. Smith's home is located on lot 44 in the Seabreak development on Route 1 just north of Bethany Beach. They purchased this home in 2017 and did extensive renovations to it. They actually have owned a home in Seabreak since 1997. They're proposing to build a 16-foot by 14-foot addition to the house. It would be on the front north corner. They recently became grandparents for the first time, and they plan to add some additional bedrooms for the extended family and more guests that will be coming to the home. There is a unique physical condition peculiar to the property that results in exceptional practical difficulty, and that is due to this unique conditions. And I think I can best describe the circumstances by referring to some of the exhibits that were submitted. And can you put up those exhibits that I had submitted, John?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're numbered. Keep going. I think there should be a number on them. A lot of exhibits. There it is. That's the first one. So exhibit number one here, this is a Google Earth photo of the house and the surrounding area. Okay, that's good. The arrow obviously is pointing to the house in question. The Smith's house is the next to the last house on the east side of Seaview Drive. And it partially fronts on a cul-de-sac. And you can see from the picture the actual paved cul-de-sac in front of a portion of their house. And you can see it's a typical circular cul-de-sac. If you go to Exhibit 2 is the tax map for Sussex County. And you can see from that, from the tax map, it shows the actual lot dimensions. These are as laid out in the original Seabreak development. And the unusual and unique circumstance is that unlike the vast majority of cul-de-sacs, this one is not rounded. This is actually a rectangular cul-de-sac, and it only actually fronts on the Smith's side of the road. I'll be honest with you, I always thought cul-de-sacs were all round. I didn't know there were any rectangular ones, but apparently there are. The rectangular cul-de-sac actually splits the Smith's lot, resulting in 34 feet of frontage that has a depth of 129.5 feet, while to the right, the other 29 feet of frontage only has a depth of 114 feet, or about 15 feet less than the other side. And that difference has a significant impact on the measuring the front yard setback. If you go to Exhibit 3, Exhibit 3 is a survey showing the existing dwelling and also showing the proposed addition that I mentioned to, again, in the front left corner. As shown on this drawing, this setback right here for the addition would actually be a setback of 38.9 feet, which is well in excess of the 30-foot front yard setback. But because of that rectangular cul-de-sac, which again only exists on paper, it doesn't exist in the field, the south corner of the addition would actually have at its closest point right here the 20-foot setback from the corner of the cul-de-sac. And so that's obviously the request for the 10-foot variance. If you go to Exhibit 4, I never knew how to erase this stuff, but we'll live with it. Exhibit 4 is the same survey, but it's showing a typical cul-de-sac that would have the radius for turning and things of that nature. And if a typical cul-de-sac like this existed here, the actual corner that we're requesting the variance for would be over 30 feet from the actual cul-de-sac pavement. So we wouldn't even be asking for a variance if this was an actual standard cul-de-sac. Just three other things I want to mention in support. That little triangular area right that you can see right in here, which is part of the cul-de-sac, that actually in reality is part of the paved driveway for the house. So even with the cul-de-sac not being finished, there's a paved driveway there so people could turn there if it was necessary. If you can go back to Exhibit 1 for a second. Exhibit 1 was the Google Earth photo. And again, you can see the Smith's house there. And if you see the house on this angle, would be the house up to the north. You can see that house is much closer to the road than the Smith's house. And again, that's because that cul-de-sac pushed the Smith's house back. And with the requested addition to the Smith's house, the addition will still not be as far out as that house next door. So it'll actually be further back, setback than the existing house. And then finally, when I was originally contacted about the variance application, I explained that before filing an application with the board, it would be important for the Smiths to discuss their plans with the Seabreak HOA, as you discussed earlier on another application, to make sure that the HOA had no objection to the county variance, and more importantly, to make sure the HOA would grant a waiver or a variance from the private setback restrictions that may exist in Seabreak, and certainly Seabreak's a development that does have private restrictions. As the board knows, the county zoning requirements and the private restriction setbacks are two mutually exclusive things. They're not related to one another. If one of them said no, then you can't do it. And by the way, the Seabreak setback was also 30 feet, so it was identical to what the county's is. So the Smiths undertook that. It was a process that took about 4 months, which is not surprising. But on September 1st, the Seabreak Homeowners Association did approve a 10-foot front yard setback for the proposed addition, the same variance we're asking the board for tonight. There is a copy of the certification of approval. It's Exhibit 5 in the packet that I submitted, and it does state some rather detailed findings that should help if you approve this, Mr. Sharp, prepare his findings, because basically they're applying the same standard. So in closing, for the reasons stated, I think the record establishes that the legal criteria for a variance is met, and that is that, number one, there are unique circumstances peculiar to this lot, and that's this, not just a cul-de-sac, but a rectangular cul-de-sac that isn't really in the field. Number two, the addition cannot be built on the property without the requested variance. Three, the difficulty was not created by the owners. It was created when the square cul-de-sac was laid out as part of the subdivision. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and I think that is clearly documented by the fact that the HOA Association approved the same variance for the association's setback. and at this very minimum that's needed for relief. And Mrs. Smith, I would just ask you, is everything I just said true and correct to the best of your knowledge and belief?
Yes.
Great. All right, and gentlemen, that's everything I have to present unless you have any questions.
So this, I'm sorry, go ahead, Mr. Warple.
Go ahead.
So this is strictly on paper, if it was to what is actually there.
What's there is a warp circular cul-de-sac.
And then it would meet, it would be fine.
Yeah, if what's there was what that plot showed, we wouldn't be need a variance.
We wouldn't be here.
Right.
Okay, very good.
Are there any additional steps or anything that would protrude further out?
No, I checked with the architect and I was told there were no steps or anything coming off the addition. Is that the best of your
That's
knowledge?
Correct.
Right. They'll be using the main entrance.
The cul-de-sac. How did you come? Did you just take an average, or was this just a circle drawn? Was there any rhyme or reason of where this circle is located and how big it is?
That was prepared by the architect. The one with the circle. Yeah, that one right there. I think that was showing a typical cul-de-sac.
Like an average size.
Yeah, and yes, and again, the triangular part, which is part of the cul-de-sac, is really, for all practical purposes, part of the Smith's yard. So it's kind of caught between the two things. I think, and as I said, with that driveway there, there's still additional room for an emergency vehicle, something that could use a turnaround.
So to your point, if this was one lot to the north, we wouldn't even be here today.
No, I mean all the other houses on the street are closer. Well, they actually meet the setback. They're not closer, but like I said, it's the rectangular cul-de-sac that causes the setback problem.
Sir, is the addition just a living room?
No, it's going to be two bedrooms. It's going to be a bedroom for the, as I said, a grandchild, and some, like a playroom or some living space for that.
A guest room?
That's the best name. I live at the beach, and you have a lot of guests when you have a house at the beach.
Yeah, definitely. Everybody wants to go to the beach.
Mr. Sharp?
I just want to understand, just to be clear, with the circular cul-de-sac is paved and that's maintained by the HOA.
Right.
And then there's kind of like that corner piece that you referred to is actually part of the applicant's driveway and is maintained by them.
Correct.
Okay. So there's kind of a distinct line of ownership almost, even if it's not on paper, in practicality.
Yeah, and I think that's a problem with a rectangular cul-de-sac is that it's a radius, so people aren't going to use that triangular part, and it's going to become either unkept or part of the adjacent property owner's property, which is what happened here.
I have no further questions. Thank you.
Does that conclude your presentation?
That does.
Thank you, Mr. Fuechler. Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case 12770 for Christopher and Lisa Smith?
At this time, there's currently no one on the line.
Thank you. Further questions? Seeing none, at this time I'll close the public hearing for case 12770, Christopher and Lisa Smith, and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12770 for Christopher and Lisa Smith for the requested variances pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing. The property is unique to its shape. Due to such physical conditions, there's no possibility the property can be developed in strict conformity The exceptional practical difficulty was not created by the applicant. It will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and it represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye for the reason stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too. So they vote 5-0. Your case is approved.
Thank you very much, and I hope everyone and their families have a great holiday season, Christmas season. And
you too, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Motion to adjourn.
Mr. Reminder, we'll be back next week.
Yes.
Can we adjourn?
Move. Second.
Third.